This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. The winter session of Parliament began yesterday. Addressing the media ahead of the commencement of the session, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the new generation of members of Parliament should be encouraged to raise issues from their constituencies. He said the House should benefit from the experiences of the young lawmakers and the nation should also gain from their fresh perspective.
सदन में जो पहली बार चुन करके आए या जो छोटी आयु के हैं वैसे सभी दलों के सभी सांसद बहुत परेशान हैं। उन्हें अपने सामर्थ्य का परिचय कराने का अवसर नहीं मिल रहा है, अपने क्षेत्र की समस्याओं की बात बताने का अवसर नहीं दिया जा रहा है। कोई भी दल हो, हमारी ये नई पीढ़ी के आ रहे नौजवान सांसद, उनको अवसर देना चाहिए। उनके अनुभवों का हमें सदन को लाभ मिलना चाहिए। इस नई पीढ़ी के अनुभव सदन के माध्यम से राष्ट्र को भी लाभान्वित करेंगे और इसलिए मेरा आग्रह रहेगा कि हम इन चीजों को गंभीरता से लें।
The Prime Minister also urged all parties not to make the winter session a battleground for frustration born out of defeat, nor should it turn into an arena for arrogance born out of victory. He said the session is not just a ritual, but it fuels efforts to take India towards development. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju asserted in the Rajya Sabha that the government is not averse to holding a discussion on Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls, electoral reforms and other issues. Mr. Rijiju was responding to opposition parties demanding a discussion on the issue of SIR or electoral reforms in the House. The minister said the demand for discussion is under consideration. Not satisfied with Mr. Rijiju's response, opposition parties, including Congress, DMK, TMC and others, staged a walkout from the House. After completing its scheduled business for the day, the Rajya Sabha was adjourned till today. Meanwhile, on the opening day of the winter session yesterday, the Lok Sabha witnessed multiple adjournments amid uproar by opposition parties on various issues, including SIR of electoral rolls in several states and union territories. Amid the opposition ruckus, the Lok Sabha passed the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Amendment Bill 2025 with voice vote. Union Ministry of Environment, Forests and Climate Change said that farm fire incidents across Punjab and Haryana during this year's paddy harvesting season have witnessed a decline from the previous year. It informed that only 53% fire incidents were recorded this season in those states, marking the least number of fire incidents in the past 5 years. The ministry underlined that Punjab recorded 5,114 such incidents and Haryana logged 662 farm fire incidents this year. These numbers represent the most significant decline achieved since the Commission of Air Quality Management, CAQM, began monitoring state-specific crop residue management measures as per their action plan. Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested absconder Shafat Ahmed Shanglu in a 35-year-old CBI case. The case relates to the kidnapping of former Home Minister Mufti Muhammad Sayed's daughter, Dr. Rubia Sayed. The accused conspired with Yasin Malik and others in committing the crime. The absconder was carrying a reward of 10 lakh rupees on his head. He was produced before the Tada court in Jammu within the stipulated time as per law. The government has issued directions for pre-installation of Sanchar Sathi app in mobile handsets to verify the genuineness of mobile handsets. The Department of Telecommunications has directed the manufacturer and importers of mobile handsets to ensure that the Sanchar Sathi mobile application is pre-installed on all mobile handsets manufactured or imported for use in India. It said that pre-installed Sanchar Sathi application should be readily visible and accessible to the end users at the time of first use or device setup. And that's the end of this news bulletin.